seeing some of the left posts of TPS so far. Wonderful to see Leon back. One of the things that we have to be aware of is that the Gemara is not entirely sure what the key sound of the day is. The Torah tells us Yom Trua, Zichron Trua, and we have three different possibilities as to what a Trua actually is. What we call Trua, what we call Shvarim, and what we call a Shvarim Trua, and maybe even a fourth possibility where you have, we'll talk about this tomorrow, a separation between the Shvarim and the Trua. The Gemara rejects the possibility, the Gemara considers it, but rejects the possibility that we could have a Trua and then a Shvarim. So it seems straightforward enough that we try all of these things because we're not entirely sure what the right one is. We'll discuss that more in Rosh Hashanah itself this year, what we call Takanas Rabbi Avo. But here's where the very nuanced point comes in, that if you're not a Baal Tokeya, you may not have noticed over the course of the years, which is that the Gemara basically says, even though the Rambam seems to have a different interpretation, that the Shiur of a Tekiya is the same as the Shiur of the Trua. So that would then mean, depending on what sound you were making with the Trua, you then have to adjust the Tekiya. So let's just think this through for a second. If the Tekiya has to be the same length as the Trua, but the Trua is longer, because let's say you're doing a set of Shvarim Trua, right? So that's actually double what the normal would be, whether it's a Shvarim or a Trua. You're doing the Shvarim Trua, so you should actually modify the Tekiya to fit the Shvarim Trua. So that's actually what we do. If you pay careful attention this year, you'll see that the Tekiyos aren't all the same. What we try to time is that the Tekiya should be exactly the same duration as the Shvarim Trua, or just the Shvarim, or the Trua. So we modify the Tekiya. The Tekiya can be a little bit longer than that, but it certainly can't be shorter than that. Okay, another nuance here. The basic model that you need to have is at least three Shvarim and nine short sounds for Trua. Now, we end up usually having more sounds for the Trua, and some people have a minog of having more sounds for the Shvarim, which is absolutely fine. But what you do have to be careful about is not elongating, especially when it comes to Shvarim, let's say you're doing four Shvarim or five Shvarim or six Shvarim, however many you're doing, right? So you don't want to elongate the particular sound of the Shvarim to be as long as its Kiya, because that messes things up. So the units have to be consistent. So the entire duration of the Shvarim, which is one of the possibilities for what a Trua means, should be equivalent to the Tekiyos that you're blowing for that particular section. So that's something that's very, very important to keep in mind. And we do try to be very, very careful about that, because if you're making, you know, a Shvarim, and each one of the Shvarim is just about as long as the Tekiya, which precedes it and comes after that, that throws off the entire logic of Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya, Trua again being subject to one of these three definitions, Trua, Shvarim, or Shvarim, Trua. Now, the question then becomes, you know, if a person, you know, does have a mistake, how exactly do we handle this? So this is another very important practical halacha to know, is that usually what we can do is we can go back to the beginning of that particular set. So let's say we're in the middle of Tekiya, Shvarim, Tekiya, what we call Tashat. So if for whatever reason the Shvarim, let's say the middle Shvarim got elongated, what you do is you go back to the beginning of that round. You go back to the beginning of that Tekiya, because each Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya, whatever the Trua is, whether it's Trua, Shvarim, or Shvarim, Trua, they're all basically considered one unit, and each Trua needs a Pshuta Lefanav, Pshuta Lachara, needs a Tekiya before and after it. So you can't just repeat that pull, that Shvarim. Typically speaking, you'd have to go back to the Pshuta Lefaneha, and then we would start that again. So sometimes what you'll see is, say, why are they going back to the Tekiya? Because if the Shvarim really gets discombobulated, we don't want that Shvarim to be disconnected from the Tekiya before it and the Tekiya after it. So sometimes that does happen, and that's something to be aware of as well, is that we're really dealing with these discrete units. Now, it is very important. We talked a lot about the people who were not in shul yesterday and the importance of trying to accomplish the mitzvah of shofar for them. So the whole idea of doing 100 kolos is a minhag that we do in shul. It's based on the Gemara's discussion of Aim Sisra, that Aim Sisra, even though, of course, you know, he was not a very noble figure, not an admirable person, but we still take her pain very seriously, and we have 100 kolos keneged the 100 sounds that she let out in mourning for her son, or in anxiety over her son, but ended up being mourning for her son. Now, that is purely just a minhag. In terms of what we do, you know, to try to fulfill the mitzvah, for a person on an individual basis, we do no more than 30 kolos. Okay, so you go around Rabbi Tokay is going around to take care of people who can't be in shul, kolim, whatever it is. So 30 kolos is sufficient. Again, that's based on the fact that the Torah says trua three different times. One time zichron trua, one time yom trua, then parshas bahar bevar to shofar trua. Each trua needs a pshuta lefana, pshuta lacharela, so that should be 9 total, right? Tkia, trua, tkia, 3 times. But since we don't know how to make the trua, we have 3 different possibilities. You have the trua, you have the shvarim, and you have the shvarim trua. So since you have to do all 9 sounds 3 times, and one of those happens to be shvarim trua, so it's actually 12 sounds, not 9 plus 9 plus 12, that's how you get to 30 kolos. That's what we're going to do as a basic unit. That's what we do for the tkios, the miyusha, before we get into the tkios that we do in Chazar Shashat. And that's really the basic mitzvah, and that's the practical halachos of tkiyah shofar. Now, what we'll talk about tomorrow is a little bit of a more advanced discussion, how we think about the shvarim trua. Now, when the Gemara talks about ginuchei ganach and yulei yalil, shvarim, and then a trua, we want to figure out, b'nishima achas, are these connected sounds, or are these shtei nishimos? That turns out to be a machlokas rishonim. If you've been paying attention here over the years, you know that we split the difference between the tzkios demiyushav and tzkios demu'umad. We have to do it differently, depending on where we're up to in the davening. So we'll explain the source of that practice based on the machlokas rishonim, God willing, tomorrow night.